the minute. We've had them so long, we remember, we forgot to remember that we forgot. Okay. Through your permission, if you do agree, we'll look at the minutes, I can sign them off and they go. If you so agree, I could just sign them off with your permission, or you want to, us to go through the 20 of them, but what I would like us to talk on are the oversight reports.
Maybe we can go through the minutes page by page. That would be helpful.
Yeah.
Sentence by sentence.
Okay. But starting with the Western Cape Oversight Report, we've completed our Western Cape Oversight because Harris was there last week and his team, because that was the most outstanding. I personally have gone through all these reports, the oversight reports, drafts, because maybe I've gone over it for so many times, some of the things I've forgotten. And actually, Western Cape, it was one of the reports on myself in this particular oversight. But because everybody is here, we might as well get a quorum. The only thing on Western Cape that I think is needed to be looked at is the Garden Route branding, and this is going to be Eden. So we'll be looking forward to that happening at a later date. Safety security issues, we address that, and also the grading. If you remember, one of the first, there was a hotel, or there was an organization that they said was putting out offer grading, but we'll check that with the grading council. Those are just my comments on the Western Cape oversight report. Otherwise, if Honorable Foss and myself agree, we can sign them off. You agreeable?
I'm happy, Madam Chair. In agreement. I just say that the renaming of Eden to Garden.
Yes, because they did tell us about them.
It's been advertised last week for public comments, and all of the municipalities in that entire district has been consulted now. So hopefully that process will come to an end soon.
Sure. So that was, those were just the comments. That's the Western Cape. Do you propose adoption?
Yes.
I think I do. The Northern Cape, Honorable Kumpok, do you have anything to say in Limpopo? It's because I used to call it Northern Province. Do you have anything to say? Because I've written about the issue of infrastructure, roads, branding, and the SRI project.
Yes, I can say the one that I was particularly concerned about, as I think the whole committee was the one on page 10, the Royal Kalanga accommodation of, including the Royal Suite or something. There was one special building. So I think it has, in a somewhat understated way, expressed the concern of the committee, which we all shared. And I really felt sorry for that individual who was there, who really seemed to be left up the creek without a paddle. But what is missing here is the point that I actually raised myself. And remember, I left the meeting fairly early on to do some measurement, because in my previous life I was a property developer and I know a little bit about building. And what is not reflected on page 10 was the very, very high cost per square meter for buildings that were not by any stretch of the imagination even sort of middle range. I mean, that tended to be quite entry level, and I would like that to be included, that the committee looked at the total cost of the project and the total square meterage of the buildings erected and found the cost to be extremely high, which warranted further investigation. Just a little sentence like that, which I think we all agreed on, because I took the trouble to go measure it out, and we did present that at the meeting. There is a number of recommendations in the second last paragraph, and I fully agree we've done the responsible thing of asking these reports, but at some point I think we must just follow up that in fact these reports that we've requested here, in fact, do reach this committee, because I think we all, no matter what party we present, felt that this was an enormous amount of money with very little positive impact at all. It was not functional, there wasn't water, no marketing, there's no occupancy, not finished, the swimming pool with only one quarter of the water in, the green, and the bugs are swimming around. And so this really was an indictment on the department, this particular project, more than any of the ones we've seen over the last few years. So I'll just flag that as something that we need to follow up at a later date, that we do in fact get these reports and try to conclude the matter so that the taxpayers can see some return for what they've invested there. Thank you, Chair.
Great. To add on that, we've even had more information. We attended that summit, and the Minister for Culture actually rubbed on that one. And he spoke about the issue of water and a whole range about it, that it can't be that the taxpayers' money was wasted on that project. And thereafter, we had a conversation with the minister to say, Minister, we spoke with the DG, but he was dilly-dally, look into this issue and very seriously. So I'm sure it's going to be taken up in various ways, but I'm also adding to what you're saying, that it is a concern even for local government.
I also like that put everything in. And you know, today, two months in the parliament, and if you eat anything from the parliament with regard to that comment that comment, honorable comment has mentioned. And I was really stressed, Jefferson, that we follow up, that the management of our committee follow up on these things. Thank you, sir.
I think the process is on now that we've started the ball rolling
with the minister. Because the province said nothing to us. The municipality said nothing to us. We only saw the project because we referred to go and see the project. So we're taking it from that aspect. There's also the ending strategy for the Mbopo in particular, because from our experience, it was not wonderful. The two operators also had a problem in the presentation that at least they were coming more of the middleman than them doing the work. And the travel agents were having problems also with some IATA and ASATA. But as a follow-up, ASATA is going to train the people at their places where they are, and they'll be certificated and registered with ASATA. That's a follow-up to our meeting. So that's a follow-up on that oversight visit. There might be a lot of things, but maybe we'll follow up as we move on.
Madam Chief, oh, we're still on the Limpopo one. Sorry, I just had to take that call. The, I remember from the presentations, there was a lady who spoke about the homestays. So looking at the session with provincial authorities on page 6, so the Limpopo Tourism Agency presented, as well as the department, but there was a very specific presentation by Ms. Kylie Hinn on homestays, and we were quite keen to engage with her further because that speaks to the transformation part of it, where they work specifically with the rural communities in looking at homestay opportunities, etc., developing products, etc. And I don't see it in this report. And I think it's quite an important part of the presentations done at that particular point where the department and the tourism agency gave us an overview, but she actually went down and gave us detail about product development, home studies, etc.
Yeah.
Other members might assist me, but
yes.
I think it's something
you're
that...
Right.
Okay.
Could you give the members the presentation by...
Yeah, we want, okay, so the back.
Yeah, if you look at them as well.
Yeah, yeah. But I think in terms of our committee deliberations,
yes,
I think
right.
It's worth noting that it's something that the Department of Tourism within the Limpopo province should explore further, because she spoke about support given, but not perhaps enough funding, because she's doing it out of her own pocket. I clearly remember giving feedback in that the support, but not the funding. Deal with me, yeah. So I think it's something that I would like us to perhaps as a committee note in our observations to say that the department, there's an opportunity for you as a department.
To add to that, on a report,
those that were with, we were with at the Northwest, there are also homestays. I think the homestays are becoming a big issue, and I think they need to be taken very good look at, seriously, across the board. Just like the Airbnb, there is a need to really look at them seriously, because they are part of those they give the opportunities for more rooms, and even look at grading them, even homestays. So,
because Madam Chair will be happy to know that we invited that lady down to the Western Cape,
yes.
And she's partnering now with an organization, a tourism development organization in the Western Cape, and last week they went down to a Moravian town on the N7 called Goedgevonden, where they're now helping that community with product development, i.e. homestays, to convert their homes into successful homestays. So she's got a fantastic training capacity program going, and I think it's, like you've said, homestays is an important part of the work that we should be doing.
Even KZN and in Peter,
yeah.
So they are shooting up from various areas. So it is important for the Department of Tourism as a whole to look into the homestay plan.
As a new niche market.
Yes.
Chair, I need to go, as I explained at the beginning.
No.
I'm really sorry about this, but...
But you give us your
blessing.
You are part of the quorum.
Yes.
Thank you.
You've got my signature as well, and I've looked at the minutes for the 3rd of November, which was a very positive meeting in terms of solving the problem that the whole committee now agrees with about the signage for the Nelson Mandela capture site.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that the minutes accurately reflect what all of us said. And before I leave, I'd just like to thank you personally and the committee as a whole for working on a non-party political basis on this project. I think it's to the benefit of everybody in South Africa. So thank you for that from my
side. Thank you.
Okay. See you guys.
Thanks. Enjoy the rest of the So now, coming to the draft, the Western Cape is already at the adopted, and I report adopting and adopting it. Now, is there anybody to adopt with the additions and corrections? Can I have somebody to adopt? And the home girl. I want to go to Adam and the home girl.
On the bridge. No, I was unless you are bluffing.
The first quarter report. I intend the first quarter because the first quarter is already part of the beautiful art.
For the first quarter. One more topic.
The fourth quota is already part of the digital app. The recommendations in the first quota, in the fourth quota, are part of the digital app. Because by the time we get to the digital app, we're done the
if you can just stay with me on the first one, the way the report is started. Follow me on page 7. Number of working for tourism projects funded through EPWC, comma, satisfactory progress report. Next one. The number of social tourism initiatives undertaken, the information workshops were not hosted. Jefferson, I would propose ALE. And that's working for tourism projects. And there's other ALE. A paragraph. I don't know if there's other way to do it, but I see it isn't for me effective enough.
Under
this program. The first one is working for tourism, right? If it's funded through EPWP, there was not, and then say, progress report was provided. Page 7, the first bullet. The same thing, the second bullet, is also on working for tourism. Then, the sector support services, DCE and social services. I think we should improve on that. Incubators implemented. And then you say on page 8, two incubators, Landsberg and Manieti. Then there are initial assessments of more incubators in Mead and Upington and Northern Cape, Southampton. You see, I would have liked them to structure it in a different way. I don't know where I took it, but that's our piece. Because this is our report. There's no other word that they say, what the report. But even way, if it goes out, it's a public report, it reflects how we work. It reflects on our ability to do the things in the correct way. Our legacy. This will be part of our legacy. Thank you, Chair. If you look, for example, at page 9, a number of capacity building programs, named it, chief chef training, commoner training, B. Stakeholder engagement, C. Hospitality service training,
Structuring, the way it's structured. Okay. Thank you. I understand. You are all in agreement?
You are.
Those are the ones that I wanted us to look at. Now,
instead of doing it page by page, and the second way that
8th September, a good quarter.
Next week is on the skills audit. Skills audit and the tourism sector human resource strategy.
So next week we'll have to do our retrieve audit. So just reflect.
And the strategy. Remember, you wanted GTEC, but he's not here to do that.
And also the economy.
It's for next year.
For next year.
Only next week we've got the skills audit and the strategy.
Coming to the committee?
Yeah. Wednesday.
Are we doing this time on Wednesday?
I don't know.
Shouldn't we reflect next week on our own, sit in our office and just reflect?
Was the night for the 22nd? Yeah, the Wednesday, it was arrived for lunchtime. From 12, 3 o'clock. Next week there's a bigger slot before the city starts.
Yeah.
Next week.
But then
it's
today.
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 Today. Today. Today.
Today.
Today. Today.
Today.
And windy or fun.
So can I do my question that in all the
I don't think you have any to be in the
so we do the
Like buy a owner. Yeah, that's not. That's not good.
You? Dan hoef jy nie jou iPad aan te dra nie.
Oh, okay.